I love to tell the story. How many in here love to tell the story of Jesus and His love? The tailors. Yeah, Jonathan and the tailors. That's who they were this morning. They've done an awesome job. But telling, they are very much blessed. And we are too. To be in His presence this day in this place. The Word of God this day comes from Acts, the second chapter, beginning in verse 1 through verse 21. And it's the coming of the Holy Spirit. When on the day of Pentecost it had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. They were amazed and astonished. They asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and others from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's power and His deeds. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered, and they said, 'Oh, they are just filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. He said, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you have supposed, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on earth. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" This is the Word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray.